Hey guys, welcome back to NYC Uncensored. This is part two of Cultivating Self-Discipline, and I'm joined again with...
Jashira, and to continue off from where we left with, we are on to step four, is where we practice daily diligence. Now, it's, of course, we're not born with discipline. It's a learned behavior. This requires daily practice and repetition. But the amount of effort and focus it takes, it's very, very draining, I have to admit. As time passes, the more difficult it is to keep up the determination and willpower in check. On top of that, the bigger the temptation or decision it is, the more challenging it is to tackle other tasks that also require self-control. So working on building this discipline through daily diligence is key. For example, every day waking up with a fresh mind, doing your bed, meditate to keep yourself in focus, watch motivational quotes if you have to, but I wouldn't really do that, in my opinion. And this also goes back to step three by putting it on your calendar, your to-do list, whatever works for you. With practice and grit, anyone can push out of their comfort zone and achieve self-discipline. Now, that was a pretty quick step.
Yeah, I think it's just like making it a practice daily is what makes it a habit. Exactly. And when it turns into a habit, it just becomes kind of ingrained to who you are as a person. And it's not like you have to keep thinking about if you're doing it or not. And you just kind of turn into a better version of yourself. And I think that's why it's very important, for the fact that it's daily and you're practicing it like daily, and it's just like an ongoing thing. And I think obviously sometimes it's good to take breaks for something, like if it's really difficult. Obviously breaks are very important. You always have to listen to your mind and your body, but I think once you turn it into a daily thing, rather than leaving it to like once a week and then doing that, like if it's a smaller thing, I think you can just ramp yourself up to daily. Obviously we were talking about being gradual, and everything is very important to make it gradual. But if it's just something like maybe study for 30 minutes a day, make that definitely like ingrained into your schedule. Make sure it's daily, make sure it's 30 minutes, even more, but as a minimum, maybe 30 minutes. So I think it's very important for it to be daily, because once it's daily, it kind of just slowly becomes a part of who you are. And that's why it's so important to like, step four is definitely very important.
Exactly. And step five is to change your perception about willpower. I think this was referring back to step two or step three. This is referring back to step one. Yeah. Okay, so studies show that willpower depletes over time. That's what I was talking about in step four.
Yeah.
But why assume our will to win can take us this far? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like when we embrace unlimited willpower, we grow, we achieve more. We also develop some sort of mental toughness. In short, our conceptions about willpower and self-control can be determined by how disciplined we are. You will remove these subconscious obstacles and truly believe that you can do it. You will also give yourself a boost of motivation, bringing you closer to your goal, making it reality. One way I do this is by creating a positive mantra, like I said before, that you repeat to yourself every time you feel anxious or somewhat depressed about something that has been bothering you for a really long time.
Yeah.
or to make yourself more connected to your goal, and to just like motivate yourself to accomplish it with great success is what I would use it for. And to be honest, it can be anything. Just something positive will uplift your mood. And to believe in yourself is more than enough. For example, I will do da 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 da. I will accomplish it no matter what, like in these circumstances.
Yeah, I think definitely like willpower is the main thing that holds a lot of people back. I think definitely having the motivation is pretty much the first step to anything. It's just identifying the issue, identifying what you need to work on, and then having that motivation to start it. But your willpower is what makes you continue it. And I think that's where a lot of people fail, is because they don't have the willpower. And I think I definitely change your perception about willpower. It's just like, obviously, sometimes, as I said before, it's good to take breaks. And sometimes it's more of you understanding what your body needs rather than you just following through with it. But I think the willpower is always coming back to what you've started, always finishing what you've started, always understanding that, yes, I have like an issue that I have, and I'm going to fix this, and I'm going to work on myself, and just sticking to that, as Jashira said, with mantras and different ways of saying like, I will do, yeah, I will accomplish, definitely are good sentence starters. And also that also ties in with having a growth mindset, having that drive to become better and do better things. So yeah, definitely important to have that willpower.
And step number six is to find trusted mentors or coaches. Actually, this step is quite a hard one, especially if you don't have many relationships who are truly capable of giving out constructive or sometimes even painful feedback. But, like, you must listen to it. In my opinion, a great learner always knows what they're doing right while concentrating on what they're doing wrong. To improve, all right? Not to criticize or to belittle yourself. Never, ever do that. The unsentimental coaches who drive you to challenge yourself and bring you into higher levels of performance would be harsh and strict, all right? But they do give out constructive feedback and support you to achieve it. They're straightforward and blunt as heck, which is actually ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. but they are honest. They are giving out the feedback that you must hear if you want to improve, especially if you have the determination to improve.
I think, definitely having, like, a mentor or just having, like, a buddy who motivates you is very, very, like, not many people get that, and it makes having the willpower and having that determination a lot easier, because you can always rely on that person to kind of be there and pushing you. And sometimes when you can't push yourself, they're there to push you. And I think, definitely, as Jashida's saying, if you think they're being tough on you, that means they're doing the right thing, because they're the person who's in your corner, who's actually fighting for you to do better. And I think definitely having that type of person there in your corner is very, very important. But obviously, not everyone has that access to it, but in general, it will make the thing you're trying to accomplish a lot easier, knowing that someone's there helping you
and supporting you. And you should try to take advantage of that. Yes, definitely. Because not many people have it. Yeah. And the best coaches also identify aspects of your performance and to aid you in preparation too. For example, if you have something coming up, they'll be like, oh, try to do this instead of doing like what you were planning to do. I feel like this is a better way.
Yeah.
They're the ones who would give out the kind of feedback that you have to listen to and if you want to improve. I would recommend a parent or a trusted adult who can actually guide you in the field, or they're like experts in that field that in which you're trying to accomplish. Coaches, advisors, whoever it may be, find them and ask them, what can I improve on? What should I do in order to achieve that? So on and so forth. And finally, step seven, forgive yourself and move forward. I remember
Annika.
Sorry, my bad. Annika, she was mentioning about how sometimes it's okay to take a break. About how it's okay that if you have to listen to your body and mind sometimes. If they just feel like they can't do it anymore, like that's it. Just take a break and just chill out. So keep in mind that you always, always experience ups and downs in lives. Great success and serious failures that you must learn to overcome and learn from them.
Yeah, definitely. And I think forgiving yourself is something that, like, not many people do, and I think I wouldn't say that I have been able to forgive myself every time. Sometimes when I get a bad mark, I'm like, oh crap, like, why didn't I do better? But I think forgiving yourself is something that's really important, because when something's in the past, it's like you really can't change the past anymore. It's done. And forgiving yourself is a really good way of just moving on and understanding and looking at how you can do better the next time. I think instead of obsessing with the past, you need to look at, oh, okay, this is what I did wrong. This is what I'm going to work on. And that's why it's very important to forgive yourself and move forward, because it's the only way that you're going to become a better version of yourself and not let your past self weigh you down. And I think that's definitely very important as step seven, because it kind of wraps the whole the other six steps and kind of makes the rest of them possible, because you can't start something when you haven't really been able to move forward.
Exactly. Yes. And sometimes we fall short. It happens. But don't let yourself get wrapped up in guilt, anger, or frustration. Yeah. Because these emotions will irritate you, like Annika said, or make you feel inferior compared to others. This will only drag you further down and create obstacles in your learning process in the future. Learn from your mistakes and forgive yourself, all right? To err is to human, they say. And I totally believe in that. Because, I mean, what else are we? And I truly believe in that. But the important part of this aspect is how quickly you bounce back.
Yeah,
the faster the better. Get your head back into the game and execute it violently and successfully, of course. In my opinion, these failures would bring me more than enough reasons to even accomplish it in the first place. The fact that you're trying so hard, and the fact that, like, whatever religion you follow, like, God is giving you all of these, like, obstacles to face, it just means that it's so much, it's like, it's going to be worth it in the end.
Yeah.
So give it your best and believe yourself. to end this, I have to mention that I did use a website called 9 Powerful Ways to Cultivate Extreme Self-Discipline, which has actually inspired me to speak to you guys today about it. This is just a brief summary of it and involves a few examples to elaborate on these steps. And I even provided alternatives on some since they can be quite harsh, especially on young people. Yeah. But if you want to hear it in more detail, or in the perspective of someone who actually joins the military and they actually have to get rid of these distractions.
That's a real discipline, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So make sure to check it out. By the way, I'm not promoting this website. So I find it really inspiring and I hope that you will too. And this podcast really encouraged me to believe and to love yourself through many different forms and ways while accomplishing what you truly desire, what you truly want to achieve in your life.
Yeah, I think it's like really, I think, as a podcaster myself, I think kind of looking into like topics of self-love and really understanding like ways to better yourself kind of give me a better perspective. And when I'm talking to you guys, I just feel like I have done it myself and I've looked into like those type of ideas and I can really talk to you because I've kind of put myself in those shoes. But yeah, I think overall, hopefully you guys have taken something away from this. I think Jashida's brought up really good points, and yeah, definitely following these 7 steps are really important. And I think obviously sometimes it's not the right time to start something, but yeah, once you have the motivation and you think you can commit to something or you can commit to a goal, I think working on these 7 steps are really important. But this was part 2 of cultivating self-discipline. This was our last part, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. Jashida, do you have anything else to add?
No, other than that, thank you very much for listening to How to Cultivate Self-Discipline.
Yes.
Peace out.
Bye guys. Bye.